弟兄姊妹早安。
Today's sermon is a follow-up to the one that I delivered 6 weeks ago on the subject of the Holy Spirit.
今天讲到是延续六周以前的主题，是主要讲圣灵。
For many people, the Holy Spirit is a mysterious person because he's invisible.
对很多人来说呢，圣灵是一位看不见、神秘莫测的灵体。
But we must recognize that the Holy Spirit is a distinct person, a Godhead in a Trinity God.
但我们必须认识到呢，圣灵是一个独特的位格，是三位一体中的神格。
Similar to a human being, the Holy Spirit possesses intellect, emotion, and will. He has likes and dislikes. He can be pleased or offended.
与我们人类相似，圣灵拥有智力、情感和意志，他有他的喜好和厌恶，他可以被取悦或者被冒犯。
The primary job of the Holy Spirit in a Christian life is sanctification, making him like Christ. This requires our cooperation and obedience to his guidance.
圣灵在基督徒生命中的首要工作是使我们成圣，使我们更像耶稣。这需要我们的合作和服从他的引导。
In John chapter 14 to 17, we find Jesus shortly before his arrest and crucifixion, giving last minute instruction and comfort to his disciples.
在约翰福音第14-17当中，我们可以看到耶稣在被捕和被钉十字架之前，给了门徒最后的指示和安慰。
He told them he would be going back to his father and would no longer be with them.
他告诉他的使徒们，他将回到天父那里去，不再与他们在一起了。
For more than 3 years, the disciples have been following Jesus closely and had come to depend on him for guidance, protection, and teaching.
3年多以来，门徒一直密切地跟随着耶稣，凡事都依赖他的指导、保护和教导。
Jesus' announcement of his departure caused the disciples to become very confused, troubled, and sad.
耶稣将要离开的宣告使门徒们变得非常困惑、不安和忧伤。
They feel a deep sense of abandonment, akin to orphans who have lost their fathers, suddenly thrust into an unknown future and without support and guidance.
他们深深地感到一种被遗弃的感觉。就像失去父亲的孤儿，突然被推向未知的未来，失去了支持和引导。
It was under this circumstance that Jesus gave the disciples words of comfort and promise.
正是在这种情况之下呢，耶稣给了门徒安慰和应许的话语。
Jesus told them.
耶稣告诉他们说
，He will not leave them as orphans. He will come back to them in another form and will be with them forever.
他说他不会使他们成为孤儿，他会有另一种形式回到他们身边，永远与他们同在。
He will send them another paraclete with them. I'll explain later.
耶稣告诉他们，他将差派一个另外的护卫师，稍后我们会仔细的解释，来到他们当中。
It is for their benefit to have the other paraclete.
是让门徒得到另一位护卫师，是为了他们的益处。
Paraclete is a Greek word in the original New Testament Bible.
护卫师是新约圣经希腊原文的一个中文的翻译。
This Greek word is tricky to translate because it has several different meanings.
这个希腊字呢非常难的解释，因为它包含很多不同的意义。
Literally, this Greek word means someone who is called to come alongside to help someone else.
当时从字面上解释呢，这个希腊字的意思是被召唤来到别人旁边帮助他的人。
This word only appears 5 times in the Bible, all in Apostle John's writing, in the scripture that we read this morning, text 13. First John 2, verse 1.
这个字在圣经中只出现过五次，全部都是在使徒约翰的写作中，像今天早上我们读过的约翰福音14章16节、14章26节、15章26节、16章7节，另外约翰一书的2章1节中提到。
In Greek culture, a parakeet was like a family lawyer who came alongside a weak person who needed comfort, counseling, protection, and help.
在希腊的文化当中，护卫师就像一个家庭的律师，陪伴在需要安慰、咨询、保护和帮助弱者的身边。
Another interpretation of the word parakeet can be found in the term of advocate, as used in 1 John 2:1.
护卫师这词另外的一个意义是在约翰一书二章一节中使用的中保或者是代求者。
The mouthpiece is a slang term for a lawyer, especially in criminal defense case. The term stems from the view that lawyers speak for their clients.
喉舌呢是对律师，尤其是刑事辩护律师的一个俚语。这个术语源自于律师与客户说话的观点。
If someone gets into trouble, like a car accident, a lawsuit, divorce, or get arrested, the person needs a parakeet.
如果有人遇到麻烦，比如说车祸、离婚、诉讼或者被捕，那这个人就需要一个护卫师。
I look up 36 English Bible versions for the translation for that Greek word parakeet.
我查找了36个不同版本的英文圣经，看他们怎么样把这个 parakeet 这个护卫师这个希腊词翻译出来的。
And this is my findings.
这个就是他查找的结果。
10 times it was translated as comforter.
十次被翻译成安慰者。
8 times as helpers.
八次被翻译成帮助者。
7 times as counselors.
七次被翻译成咨询者。
6 times as advocate.
六次被翻译成代求者。
2 times as friends.
两次被翻译成朋友。
2 times as companion.
还有两次被翻译成伴侣。
Total 35 times.
总共是35次。
One other translation. The Zurich Reims Catholic Bible decided to delete the original Greek wordParakeet in its English translation because no English word can include all its meaning.
另外一个翻译是杜埃兰斯天主教的圣经决定在其英文的圣经中保持这个希腊的原文，因为他们觉得没有一个英文的单词可以涵盖这么丰富的含义。
The Chinese Bible has much less translations than the English Bible.
我们中文的翻译版本比英文的翻译版本还少很多。
And this is my finding.
这就是他查找的结果。
5 times it was translated, I don't know, it's basically in Chinese, as kind of like protector.
五次被翻译成保惠师。
1 time as helper.
一次被翻译成帮助者。
1 time as counselor.
一次被翻译成训卫师。
One time as advocate,
还有一次被翻译成代替申求者。
One time as comforter and helper,
另外一次是慰助者。
And in the Chinese version of the Catholic Bible, it is translated as kind of like protector, comforter.
在天主教思高本义呢，被翻译成护卫者。
I adopted the Catholic Chinese translation and modified it slightly as follows.
我采用了就是天主教思高的版本，把稍微改变了，变成护卫师。
Yeah, the first word is kind of like a caretaker.
首先呢就是守护的意思。
The second as a comforter.
第二个是安慰的意思。
And then the third one is advocate as guide and teacher.
第三个包含的意思就是律师、导师和教师。
Notice that Jesus comforted his disciples with the promise of sending an other paraclete.
请注意，耶稣是用 差遣另一位护卫师来应许安慰他的门徒。
Because up to that moment, Jesus had been the disciples' paraclete.
直到那时之前呢，耶稣一直是门徒的护卫师。
The forthcoming second paraclete is his embodiment, appearing in spiritual form, and will remain with the disciples forever.
那即将来到的第二位护卫师呢，其实就是他的化身，以灵的形态出现，并与门徒们永远同在。
Having the second, the Holy Spirit is the same as having Jesus.
拥有圣灵呢，就等于拥有耶稣。
The Holy Spirit does for the followers of Christ what Jesus did for his disciples during his physical presence, and even more.
圣灵为基督的跟随者做一切基督在肉身时期给门徒所做的事情，甚至更多。
That is teaching them, guiding them, admonishing them, and comforting them.
这就是教导、引导、警戒、安慰他们。这就是为什么圣灵被称为另一位护卫师。
Jesus told his disciples.It is for your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit.
耶稣对门徒说，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，护卫师圣灵就不到您这里来。我若去，就差他来。
This does not mean that the Holy Spirit is quicker than Christ.They are both members of the Trinity Godhead, who is characterized by equality and co-glory.
这并不表明说圣灵是大于基督的，他们同是三位一体神格的成员，三一神的特征是同等与同荣。
So how is the spiritual presence of the other parent better than the physical presence of Jesus?
那究竟为什么另一位保护师在圣灵的同在胜过耶稣自己肉身同在呢？
Well, this is a tough question, and I found the following answers.
这是一个比较困难难回答的问题。接下来是我找到的答案。
I try to go through quickly. Number one, universal accessibility.
第一个就是普世性的可及性。
While in the flesh, Jesus was subject to physical limitations. He was limited to a specific time, place in his ministry.
当耶稣在肉身时候，他受到肉身的限制，他的事工被限制在特定的时间和地点。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit has no such limitations. He is accessible to all believers, regardless of time, location, or circumstance.
另一方面，圣灵是没有这样的限制的，无论在任何时间、地点和环境里，他都能够被所有的信徒接触到。
This universality allows the Holy Spirit to be able to offer comfort, guidance, and empowerment to all believers at all time and in all situations.
这种普世性让圣灵能够在任何时间、任何地点、任何情况下。为所有的信徒提供安慰、引导和赋予能力。
Number two, inner transformation.
第二点就是内在的转化。
The Holy Spirit presence facilitates inner transformation and spiritual growth within the believers.
圣灵的内住促使基督徒在内在的转化和属灵的成长。
Unlike Jesus' physical presence, which was external, the Holy Spirit dwells within each believer, working to renew their heart, minds, and character.
不同于耶稣的肉身同在，圣灵居住在每一个圣徒的里面，致力于更新他的心思、意念和品格。
This inner transformation enables believers to become more like Christ and to live according to God's will.
这种内在的转化使信徒更像耶稣，按照神的旨意生活。
Number three, continual guidance.
第三就是持续的引导。
The Holy Spirit serves as a constant guide and counselor to believers, providing wisdom, discernment, and direction in their lives.
圣灵能够持续地做信徒的导师和咨询者，给他们提供智慧、辨识力和生活的方向。
Unlike Jesus' physical presence, which was limited to specific interactions and teachings, the Holy Spirit offers ongoing guidance and support, helping believers navigate the complexity of life and make decisions aligned with God's purpose.
不同耶稣的肉身同在仅限于特定的互动和教导呢，圣灵能够提供持续的指导和支持，帮助信徒应对生活的复杂性，并做出符合神旨意的决定。
Number four, empowerment for ministry.
第四点就能赋予侍奉的能力。
Through the Holy Spirit's presence, believers are empowered for ministry and service in the world.
透过圣灵的同在，信徒能够被赋予在世界中侍奉的能力。
The Spirit equips the believer with spiritual gifts, talents, and ability to fulfill their calling and to bear witness for the gospel.
圣灵赋予信徒属灵的恩赐、才能和能力，去实现他们的使命，并为福音做见证。
This empowerment enables believers to carry out Jesus' missions of love, compassion, and justice in the world, extending Jesus' presence beyond his earthly ministry.
这种能力的赋予能够让信徒能够在世界上履行耶稣的爱、同情和正义的使命，将耶稣的存在扩展到他地上的施工之外。
Number five, building up the church, the body of Christ.
第五点呢，就是建立教会，基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit's presence fostered unity and fellowship among believers, forming them into the body of Christ.
圣灵的同在促使基督徒之间的连结和交流，使他们成为基督的身体。
Believers are interconnected through the Spirit, sharing a common bond of faith, love, and purpose.
信徒通过圣灵的相互连接，能够彼此分享共同的信心、爱心和目标。
This spiritual unity transcends physical boundaries and differences, creating a global community of believers united in Christ.
这种属灵的连接超越了物质的界限和差异，创造出一个在基督里合而为一全球性的共同体。
So these are the five benefits of the second paragraph over the original paragraph, which is Jesus Christ.
这是五个圣灵在来与我们同在的意义。
Like I say, Jesus is the original paragraph.
我们现在讲的就是耶稣是最起初的护卫师。
In John chapter 8, it records a very lively story that illustrates Jesus' role as the paraclete.
在约翰福音八章三到十一节里记载了一个很生动的故事，通过这个故事表明耶稣作为保护师的角色。
The scribes and Pharisees.Intending to get Jesus into legal and moral troubles, brought before him a woman who was caught in an act of adultery.
文士和法利赛人意图把耶稣带进法律和道德的陷阱里面，他们把一个行淫时被抓到的女人带到耶稣面前。
They invoked the Mosaic law, which required stoning violators of such sin to death. They questioned Jesus, what would he be doing with this woman?
他们引用了摩西律法，规定将犯这罪的人用石头打死。他们就开始质问耶稣，他会怎么做？
Under Roman law, however, only formal judge could impose the death penalty, which put Jesus in the a difficult position of having no legal right to approve the death penalty.
但是根据罗马的法律呢，只有正式的法官才能有判处死刑的权利。这呢，就是耶稣陷入法律权威批准死刑的困境里了。
Jesus responded to this dilemma by not confronting his accusers directly, but he stooped down and wiped on the dirt with his finger.
耶稣在面对这种困境的时候，他没有直接面对这些指控者，他弯下腰，用手指在地上的尘土上写字。
Some Bible commentators speculate that Jesus may have been writing the Ten Commandments on the dirt, or perhaps even listing the names of the individual among the crowd who have broken these laws.
有一些解经家就推测，耶稣可能在尘土上是写着昔日神用他的手指在石板上刻下的十诫，或者甚至写下在场中众人当中有一些违反诫命的人的姓名。
As the accusers and the onlookers witnessed what Jesus inscribed on the dirt, they began to leave one by one, starting with the oldest one.
当指控者和旁观者看到耶稣在尘土上所写的内容时，他们开始一个接一个的离开，从最老的开始。
This left the woman standing alone. Jesus then asked if anyone remained to condemn her. She responded, "No, Lord." To this, Jesus declared, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more."
最后只剩下那个女人独立的站立。耶稣随后问她说，是否还有人来定她的罪？她回答说，主，没有。对此耶稣宣告说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。
Now during this public trial of the woman caught in an adultery act, Jesus demonstrated divine wisdom through his silent yet powerful action.
从这次、通过这次通奸时被抓到女人的这个公开审判当中呢，耶稣透过这种无声而有力的行为展示了他神圣的智慧。
Jesus' unexpected gesture shifted the dynamics of the trial, redirecting focus from the woman's sin to that of her accusers and onlookers.
耶稣出乎意料的举动改变了审判的动态，将焦点从女人的罪移到原告和旁观者的罪。
In this subtle yet profound manner, Jesus convinced the heart of all those who present, fulfilling the word of John 16:8, when the paraclete comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
耶稣以这种微妙而深刻的方式呢，使在场所有的人自己的心责备自己，应验了约翰福音16:8中所说的，当护卫师来的时候，他要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
This story perfectly reflects Jesus' role as the original paraclete, revealing God's compassion for sinners, defending the accused,extending his mercy and forgiveness, and encouraging sinners to repent. This is a stark contrast to the judgmental attitude of the religious leaders.
通过这个故事呢，就完美的反映了耶稣作为护卫师的角色，一一展开了神对罪人的同情，为被告者辩护，表达了他的怜悯和宽恕，并鼓励罪人悔改。这与宗教领袖的批评论断的态度形成了鲜明的对比。
In 1 John chapter 2, 1-2, it says, "My little children, I'm writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone sin, we have an advocate, that is, an appellate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sin of the whole world.
正如约翰一书二章一到二节中所说，我的孩子们，我给你们写这些事，是为叫你们不犯罪。但是谁若犯了罪，我们在父那里有正义的耶稣基督作为护卫者，他自己就是赎罪祭，赎我们的罪过，不但赎我们的，也赎全世界的罪过。
Well, this advertisement by law firm say that if you have the right lawyer, you have a very good chance of winning your case in the court.
这个就是一个律师打的广告。他说，你如果请对了律师，你的关系已经赢了一半了。
Do you have the right lawyer when you get into trouble?
你如果遇到麻烦的时候，有没有请对好的律师呢？
Yes, you do. You have the best lawyer, and that is the Holy Spirit.
是的，你应该知道你是有的，是圣灵。
We have used the story in John 8 to exemplify the role of a paraclete. However, there are other significant roles taken by the Holy Spirit, some suggested by the term paraclete and others not explicitly implied by the title.
我们刚刚引用的约翰福音八章的故事来阐明保护师的角色，然而圣灵还担任其他的角色，一些有保护师这些名字所隐含的，还有一些并不明确受标题所涵盖。
In Romans 8, we learned that the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf, especially when we are too weak to articulate our prayers.
罗马书八章告诉我们，当我们软弱的时候，连如何祷告都不知道的时候，圣灵会为我们代求。
This intercession is carried out with gloom that cannot be expressed in words, and aligned with God's will, which often surpasses our understanding.
圣灵以言语无法表达的叹息进行代求，并且是符合我们无法领域的神旨。
Another significant role of the Holy Spirit is that of a matchmaking. Have you ever considered that?
圣灵的另外一个重要的角色是媒人，在这方面你有没有想到过呀？
Well, you may wonder where in the Bible it mentions the Holy Spirit is a matchmaker.
你也许会好奇说，在圣经里哪里有提到圣灵是媒人的？
Now, we understand that God established the institution of marriage between a man and a woman, desiring their union as one flesh. God actually acted as a matchmaker for the first couple, Adam and Eve.
我们知道神建立了男女之间的婚姻制度，希望他们能合二为一。实际上，神为第一对夫妻亚当和夏娃做了媒人。
But does God still engage in matchmaking today, especially among Christians? The answer is yes.
但是今天神还有做媒人，特别是在基督徒当中吗？那答案是肯定的。
And which member of the Trinity assumed this role?
这三位一体的神中谁，哪一位承担这个媒人的角色呢？
The answer is the Holy Spirit.
那答案就是圣灵。
Well, where does it say that? Okay, we know that the church is called the bride of Christ, and there will be a marriage union between the church and Christ.
我们知道教会被称为基督的心腹，教会和基督将在天上结合。
We find a symbolic parallel in Genesis 24.
在启示录的二十四章有很相似的地方。
Abraham symbolized God the Father, Isaac as a type of Christ, the Son, is a type of Christ. And Abraham's chief servant is a symbolization of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, Rebecca symbolized the church, the bride of Christ.
在创世纪二十四章中，亚伯拉罕象征父神，以撒预表神的儿子基督，亚伯拉罕的首席的仆人是圣灵的象征，最后利百加象征教会，是基督的新娘。
In this story, Abraham's chief servant, symbolizing the Holy Spirit, is the matchmaker who finds the bride and leads her to the groom.
在这个故事中，亚伯拉罕忠实的仆人象征着圣灵，他就是媒人，找到新娘，并引导她来到新郎那里。
Many Christian couples can testify how God led them miraculously into marriage union.
很多基督徒的夫妻也可以见证神是如何奇妙地安排他们相爱进入婚姻。
One of those is a minister by the name of Derek Prince. He wrote this book called God is a Matchmaker, which is a Chinese translation.
其中有一位名为 Derek 的牧师，他著了一本书叫《神是媒人》。
I think it is a good idea to back up sermons with real life examples.
我认为用真实的事件来支持讲道是很好的主意。
This makes the message more practical and not just a theory and doctrine, especially on a so-called abstract subject like the Holy Spirit.
这就会让讲道的信息变得比较实际，不仅仅是理论和教义，特别是对于像圣灵这样比较抽象难懂的题目。
So I will conclude today's message with another personal example, which I believe very much illustrates the Holy Spirit as the paraclete.
所以呢，今天我用另一个我认为比较合适能说明圣灵是护卫师的个人的见证来结束今天的讲道。
I know many of you may have good testimony along the same line, and I hope you will also have a chance to share your testimony to encourage and strengthen each other's faith.
我知道你们当中或许也有这样美好的见证，我盼望你们也能够有机会和大家一起分享，以鼓励增加彼此的信心。
Nearly 30 years ago, I was in a serious midlife crisis.
差不多30年以前呢，我陷入一个很严重的中年危机。
My ex-wife filed for divorce.
我的前妻呢，跟我提出离婚。
In that situation, most people would turn to lawyers, counselors, marriage experts, pastors, and ask others to pray for them.
在多数这种情况下呢，大家都会去找律师、辅导师、婚姻专家、牧师，或者请别人代祷。
But in retrospect, all this could best be done by Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. But I had no such knowledge at that time.
现在回想起来，这些正是圣灵护卫师最能够做到的工作，可是我当时呢没有这样的知识。
God's answer to me was, you cannot hold on to what is not yours, much like Abraham could not hold on to Hagar and Ishmael.
神给我的回答是，你抓不住不属于你的，就像亚伯拉罕留不住夏甲和以实玛利一样。
One day when I prayed about my future,I really have no idea how I should pray.
有一天呢，我当对未来祷告的时候，我当时真的很彷徨，不知道如何祷告。
While I was meditating, a very strange idea came into my mind. God cared for many orphans and widows in his sanctuary. Psalm 65 tells us that. Why not consider asking him to assign someone for me to care for?
当我在默想的时候，有一个很奇怪的意念呢进入我的脑海。在就像圣经诗篇68章第五节说，神在他的圣所照顾很多孤儿和寡妇。我当时就说，为什么不试着按照他的旨意求他指派给我一个去照顾呢？
To be honest, this wasn't an idea from the bottom of my heart.
说实话，这不是发自我自己内心的想法。
Nevertheless, I played it dishonestly, half-heartedly, and accordingly.
尽管如此，我也就不太诚实的半心半意随着这样的意念呢去祷告了。
I never repeated that prayer and forgot about it, but God reminded me later on.
后来呢，我就再没重复过这个祷告，而且把它忘记了，直到后来神自己提醒我。
I didn't realize at that time that the Holy Spirit was moving me to pray according to His will.
我当时自己没有察觉到，这是圣灵在感动我，按照他的旨意去祈求。
In 1997, my family made a trip back to Hong Kong.
1997年，我和家人回到香港。
The itinerary was made, but something came up and caused me to make adjustment to my plan.
本来我的行程已经预先都定好了，但是有一些事情发生呢，我必须调整改变我的计划。
Because of the change, I encountered my wife, Jane, who I never met.
因为这些改变呢，我就遇到了我当时素不相识的后来的妻子 Jane.
She was a young widow with a 9-year-old boy.
她是一个年轻的寡妇，有一个9岁的男孩。
We were attracted to each other, but we have a big communication barrier.
我们彼此的吸引呢，但是我们的沟通有很大的障碍。
She spoke Mandarin and I speak Cantonese.
她讲普通话，我讲广东话。
Although we could understand each other partially, but communication was very difficult. It was like talk between a chicken and a duck.
虽然我们大致听懂对方呢，但是沟通还是很吃力，就像鸡同鸭讲一般。
However, God used our difficulty in communication to confirm His will in our marriage.
然而神就是用我们沟通的困难来印证，是他配合我们的婚姻。
Within months, my wife started to speak Cantonese rather easily. This is the Holy Spirit's enabling power.While I still cannot speak Mandarin to this day.
在几个月内呢，我的妻子就开始比较能够流利的讲粤语了。我想这是圣灵赐给的神迹，因为到今天为止我还不能说普通话。
There is one other miracle connected with our marriage.
我们婚姻中还有另外一个奇迹。
In order to provide a more suitable environment,for my wife, I decided to move to Gettysburg, Maryland.
为了让我妻子更好的适应环境，我决定搬到蒙郡的盖城。
It was very difficult to sell a house in the mid-1990s, if you recall. People were buying internet stocks during the dot-com bubbles, where few people want to spend the money to buy houses.
1990年代中期的时候，卖房子非常困难。如果你还记得，那时是网络泡沫期间，购买网络股票的人大跌，所以那时候很少有人想要买房。
好 ，somehow I had the guts to sell my house as well as my brother's house without using a realtor。
那时候我竟然有胆量不雇佣房地产经纪人。自己来卖我和哥哥的两套的房产。
I managed to sell my house, again my house sold, but my brother's more expensive house was a hard sell.
我自己卖掉了自己的房子，但是我哥哥的房子价钱比较高，所以就很难出售。
When the time came for my wife to join me in the United States, I had to move, despite the fact that one house remained unsold.
当我妻子快要来到美国的时候呢，我必须在哥哥还房子还没有出售的情况下就得搬到盖城来。
On the day we moved, an unexpected buyer showed up desperately, wanting and actually begging us to buy my brother's house.
就像我们搬家的那一天，一个意想不到的买家突然出现了，而且迫切的要购买我哥哥的房子。
It turns out that this buyer, he had a contract to buy another house nearby, but that contract fell through because the seller breached the contract.
原来呢，他在附近要买一座房子呢，但因为卖方违约，最后失效没有买成。
We were very sure that God sent us this buyer at just the right moment.
我们确信呢，这位买家是在神在最恰当的时候派来。
I use this personal example to point out the reality of the Holy Spirit. He is very real in a Christian's life. Our problem is we don't pay attention to Him.
我用这个个人的见证来指出圣灵的真实性，他在基督徒的生活中。是非常真实的存在的。我们的问题呢，就是我们有的时候不太关注它。
In my last sermon, I shared a story about a poor immigrant from Eastern Europe who came to the United States.
如果你还记得我在上次讲道中提到一个故事，就是一个东欧的移民，贫穷的东欧的移民，想要移民美国的故事。
To save money for settling in the United States, he bought his own cheese and cracker for food during his 12-day voyage.
为了省钱来美国定居呢，这个人在这个12天的旅程中呢，自己携带了他足够吃的 cheese 和饼干。
Until the last day of his journey, he found out that his boat ticket actually included 3 meals a day on the trip.
直到他航程的最后一天，他才发现，原来他的船票呢，其实包括每日三餐的。
Regrettably, the poor man had missed out on all his diseases field he was entitled to.
非常遗憾的是，这位贫穷的人错过了本该应该他享受的所有的美味佳肴。
Regrettably, also, many Christians.Rely on their own talents, strength, and resources, to live out their Christian life and vision without realizing the abundant riches from the Paraclete, God's Holy Spirit.
同时，令人遗憾的是，我们许多基督徒仍然靠着自己的天资、能力、力量和资源来过我们基督徒的生活，没有意识到圣灵保护师是来自神丰富的资源。
This include myself as well, because the paraclete keep reminding me about this.
这也包括我自己，因为圣灵保护师不断地在提醒我。
I will end today's sermon with two short music clips, which I believe come from him.
我将以今天结束祷告之前两个简单的音乐片来。结束我今天的讲道，我相信它是从圣灵感动而来的。
The first song is Someone is Praying for You.
第一首歌名为有人正为你祷告。
The first song is God is a matchmaker.
第二首歌是神是媒人。
Now the first song comes in English, Cantonese, and Mandarin.
第一首歌呢是英文普通话和粤语 都有用的。
And it is a very beautiful and meaningful song, and you can click on this link to listen to the one. But I make a combined video clip for all three songs.
这是一首非常优美的歌，你可以回家以后按照这个连接自己去听，我把它都综合放在一起了。
Let us listen to the clip.
让我们一起来聆听。
祷告，直到力量殆尽，如眼泪，如下雨。一个人会软弱，两
This ends today's sermon.
今天的讲道结束。